I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm going to do a quick roundup for yesterday, Monday, the 17th of December, for the East Asia Pacific area's key risk issues. In Malaysia, the exodus of UMNO leaders continues to impact on Malaysian politics. Pressures piling up on the UMNO president, Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, to resign after some deserters revealed that many UMNO leaders had lost faith in his leadership. Ahmad Zahid said he'll step down only if two-thirds of the party's extraordinary General Assembly vote against him. UMNO has yet to announce a date for the special General Assembly. There are also reports UMNO leaders leaving the party to support Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad to stay on as Premier. The reports have prompted the People Justice Party President Anwar Ibrahim to renew his pledge to support Mahathir. It's likely that the exodus of politicians from UMNO will continue. Ahmad Zahid is at risk of being ousted as the UMNO president. This continuous exodus of UMNO members is likely to lead to its collapse and that of the Barisan National Coalition. Calls for Mahathir to stay on as the Prime Minister are also on the increase. If the calls continue, it may endanger the prospect of a timely and orderly transfer of power that was promised by Mahathir to Anwar during the election process, though Mahathir has constantly reiterated his desire to transfer power over to Anwar Ibrahim. So we'll just have to wait to see how that goes. My tip or assessment is that power will get transferred to Anwar Ibrahim. Clients in Malaysia should watch this particular issue. Our updates are available by email to all our clients, and also you can basically pay to view them on our website. In Thailand, political parties continue to express dissatisfaction against the Election Commission's proposed election rules, and that issue is dominating the country's political scene at the moment. This is because the Election Commission has stated it only wants names of candidates listed on the ballot papers and not party names or party logos. The election agency is meeting the political parties tomorrow, December 19. Some politicians are calling on the EC to take into consideration a fresh opinion survey in which almost 50% of people want the names and logos of parties to be included in the ballot paper. The survey was conducted by the Suan Disit poll, so it has credibility over the period December 12 to 15, though the numbers of the poll are probably not typical and ratable across the entire nation. There was only 3,000 people polled. The ballot paper issue is expected to dominate discussions in the EC's meeting with political parties. Another contentious rule which will be discussed is the one saying that political parties can only use the photos of their leaders as prime ministerial candidates in their campaign materials. There are reports that before the rule was proposed, some poor Thai politicians wanted to use photos of Thaksin and Yingluck Shinawat, and of course that wasn't acceptable to the Election Commission given the amazing history there from the Shinawats' attempts to manipulate power in the country. The government's expected to issue the final election decree in early January. Protests against the military government low-key, they're likely to see some forms of verbal dissent, but this is on a verbal basis and at this stage isn't seeing people in the streets, and there's strong laws against it, and the military has a strong conviction to ensure there aren't protests on the streets. The political parties, however, are expected to continue to prepare for the February election. Clients in Thailand are advised to follow this issue very, very closely. Widespread violence and protests are not expected at this stage. And we remind you that you can get all our assessments and advice on a purchase for view basis from our website, or they're fully available and distributed directly to all our membership clients in our risk management packages. Our website's www.apacassistance.com, and we'll do another update tomorrow morning. Thank you.